Here I am back with my favourite dentist, Dr. Gary Nelson, Front Street Family Dentistry. Today, Gary, we are going to talk about me.
Oh, no. Alex, I'm not a psychiatrist.
Very funny. The prize for you is next week you get your hands on these babies. Now, there's a few issues here. Have you noticed I haven't really flashed my teeth to you in all the months I've known you? I let my wisdom teeth grow through.
Through to what? What do you mean?
Well, I just let them come through. I didn't
okay.
let the...
That's
the,
okay.
Is it?
Yeah, we can take them out.
Oh, no, you don't have to take them out. let's just touch on wisdom teeth. Why should you have them taken out? Why don't you let them grow through?
Well, a lot of people have to have them taken out because there's not enough room to for them to expose themselves in a normal pattern. So they're impacted. When they're impacted, you can't maintain them. And they may threaten the teeth in front of them, which is the second molar. A wisdom tooth is a third molar, another name of it. And if it's impacted or partially exposed, bacteria gets underneath the gums and will infect the tooth and the gum tissue and get something that's called pericoronitis. It's an inflammation of the tissue around this partially exposed wisdom tooth. So not only are they hard to clean and to maintain, they usually decay and they usually cause gum disease. And they threaten the tooth in front of it. So in America, probably 90% of the kids have to get them out because they don't have room for them.
So we've got to rip them out.
Unfortunately.
Stick them on your list.
Unfortunately,
right,
yes.
Right, now, this tooth here, cut at the top here, on the left-hand side, it had a bit of decay, and I pulled it out myself.
Okay.
But you did have a look at this one last week, and you said I've left something in there.
Yes, there's part of a root exposed there. So when there's part of a root still in there, even though it doesn't hurt, it allows bacteria underneath the gums and it goes into your bloodstream.
So that's got to come out.
That has to come out. You have to have a nice healed area. If you had an open wound in your arm, wouldn't you do something about it?
Mm.
If you had a seeping open wound, that's, you'd want to close that up. You'd either have stitches or some medicine or something. We need to close it up. The reason we have to close things up is bacteria, if they have a route into the body, they will keep reinfecting. Even though it's not painful or tender, bacteria is going into your bloodstream.
So how long will it take this out, and how painful will it be?
Probably 5 minutes to get it out, and will numb you up extremely well around the inside and the outside, and you won't feel anything, just pressure. That's it.
Right, okay. Now, also, I've got a chip on over on this side, and my teeth are like chalk, Gary. They're just breaking up. Now, you put that down to fillings, don't you?
Well, the old fillings tend to wedge the tooth over years, and we use these muscles called masseter muscles that can produce 450 pounds of pressure. They're the strongest muscles per square inch, and you put those old fillings in there after, 5, 10, 15, 20 years, they're going to wedge the tooth and cause some breaking. So it's not that the teeth are weak. It's that you've had these old fillings in there so long that should have been replaced, but, they weren't hurting. So you just left them there. And that can be a problem because 85% of the old fillings that we take out, especially the silver ones, have recurrent decay.
Yeah. Okay, another one for you. My daughter put a picture of me on Facebook when I was 18, DJing in a nightclub. I was gorgeous. I had lovely white teeth. You would have thought I was an American. My teeth have gone a yellowy color over the years, and I've brushed and brushed and brushed them. What can you do?
Well, it's good that you've brushed them, but that's part of the problem. With time, the enamel gradually wears off, and inside the enamel is dentin. And dentin is a yellow structure. It's a yellowy material. And so the thinner our enamel gets, the more the dentin exposed to the outside through transparency of the lights, and then the tooth looks yellow. So when we do a bleaching service, even though the enamel is thinner, we bleach that enamel and make it look whiter. And that's what kind of gives it a fake whiteness, because it is now a whiter enamel even though it's thinner.
Right, I'm coming in. I'm coming in, I think, next Tuesday at 9:30. So just tell all the staff to be on standby because I'm the biggest baby ever.
But we'll be ready for you. In celebration, Front Street Family Dentistry.